Hello guys, welcome to Run Planet 365, and today we're going to talk about the biggest heart rate mistakes that people make and that I've made and everybody else has made, and we're going to talk about today a little bit in detail about it and how not to make those mistakes. So the number one mistake that people make is that they don't actually run easy and they try to cheat themselves. That's the whole reason why I use heart rate training, is that way I actually have the data to back up that my easy run was easy, my recovery run was recovery, and I really put myself in a correct position to ask for what I wanted to do in training. And a lot of times people want to improve. They come to me, you know, they reach out and they're excited to improve. And I'm going to tell you that, you know, a lot of people do a really good job and they really do their best and they listen at all times and they really improve, you know, and it takes time, but they really do improve. And the people that stick with heart rate training for a very long time see marvelous results. And the number one thing that people make mistakes is when, for example, when I tell people that, you know, you need to run easy and you need to run at 70%, at the 75 on your easy days. And when they found out that that's very, very slow, like 130 to 140, and maybe it's about a minute or 2 minutes slower than they actually wanted to run, then they get, I guess the first thing is like, you say, well, this is stupid, right? You say to yourself, well, how am I ever going to get faster if I have to run at these paces? And that's where you go to yourself, you know, you tell yourself things like, you know, heart rate training maybe doesn't work, or, you know, you can convince yourself a lot of things, but heart rate training works if you're patient with it. And there's been a lot of, like, you know, a lot of times people don't, you're going to believe in what you want to believe. And if you don't want to believe it, you're not going to believe in it. But the longer you stick with heart rate training and the better you become developing each zone, the faster you're going to get to the runner, to be a runner that you always wanted to be the faster runner, to feel good in training, to be able to differentiate different zones and to really just be the best version of yourself. And to get to the point where you can run very fast with low heart rate. And that's the whole point, you know, be able to run with heart rate, to be able to run with heart rate and to be able to execute each day to best of your abilities, to go out there and you know, hey, today is my recovery run. I got to sit in a zone of 130 to 140. You knock your 60 minutes out. You come back, you know that tomorrow might be another easy run, but in different zones, maybe a progression run. And then you're gearing up for a workout. You know that maybe you got to sit at the lactate threshold training. Maybe you got to do a 5x6 minutes, or you got to do 3x10, or maybe you got a wave run. It doesn't matter what you have, but you have a purpose and you execute every single day with a mission. You know what you're going to do on Monday. You know what you're going to do on Tuesday, and you execute, you know, and you use heart rate training to be able to get into the zones, to be able to measure it, to measure your effort on that given day, to give you the best possible results so that you can improve week after week. And it's going to take time, you know, like a lot of times people joke, but you know, I told my wife one time, I said, hey, it's going to take 10 years for you to become world class. I said, you in or you out? And her answer was, she's in. So here we are in year 6. I think a lot of times people think it's like, oh, let me try heart rate training for about a month or, you know, a little bit and see what it does. Nothing's going to happen, guys, in 1 month. I'll be honest with you. Nothing's going to happen. You're going to learn a little bit, but nothing major is going to happen in 1 month. Something small is going to happen in 2 months, you know, something bigger in 3 months. But honestly, the biggest changes is going to happen, you know, like throughout the half year, 1 year, 2 years. That's when you're going to see like you becoming a whole total different person. It's the same concept of, I guess you can apply this to anything, you know, going to the gym. If you haven't gone to the gym, do you think something's going to happen if you go to the gym for 1 month? Nothing's going to happen. you know, you're going to see small change. You go to gym for 2 months, you go to gym for 3 months. Now you're seeing something. You start going for 4, 5, 6, you know, 1 year, and you're a totally different person. You can go in 1 year. Honestly, if you think about in 1 year, we're capable of being a totally different position, totally different place, mentally, physically, any way you want, as a runner or as a person. We can transform your running. We can transform as individuals. We can go, you know, to the left, or we can go to the right. But in 1 year, you can make a lot of changes. And that's 365 days of just doing the same thing, you know, whether we have a rest day then, but doesn't matter. Just being focused and knowing that, hey, if you can put together 1 year of good training, 1 year of the best version of yourself on a line every single day, making good decisions, good habits, good behaviors, good discipline, where do you think you can be? And the sky's the limit, you know? And I'm not talking about just you or me, but everybody. How many times are we actually, you know, are we actually being our best versions? And I'll be honest, not many times and not all the time. You know, we have glimpses, we have weeks of greatness. So sometimes we can put some months together. But to be able to pull 1 year every single day, that requires your mind. That requires totally thinking about everything that you do every single day. You know, it's, you cannot operate on autopilot. When you want to do things that you've not done before, you have got to fly this plane manually. Autopilot is not going to get you there. You got to do it manually. And that's difficult, guys. You know, when we're used to the on autopilot and all of a sudden you have to do it manually, it is difficult. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but most people, they give up when it becomes, when things become difficult. But you're not most, right? But most people, that's what they're gonna do. You know, when things become difficult, they're gonna just say it's not for me, you know, whatever excuse you can find. I can find an excuse, you can find an excuse. We all can find excuses, you know, why we didn't do something. But the fact of the matter is, guys, you know, like, you know deep inside that you can be the best version of yourself, and you know that it's gonna require work. And that's one thing that we sometimes just have to accept, that it is gonna be a painful process. It is gonna become, you know, require discipline. It is gonna require changing habits. It is gonna require you thinking of what you're doing every day, and it's not going to be easy, you know. But you're gonna come out of it on the other side in 1 year, totally different person. Or maybe, you know, you don't make those decisions and you're gonna stay exactly where you are, you know, this year and next year and so on. And there's nothing wrong with that either, you know. I tell myself as well, like, hey, you know, like, I wanna, of course, every year you wanna get better and you wanna get to the point of like making good decisions. And sometimes when you start, you know, when you start heading backwards and you realize you're making bad decisions, and maybe when you're not improving, it's good to realize that, and it's good to say, well, hold on, let's stop here for a second. What decisions do I have to make in my life in order to go to the right? And to the right, I mean getting better and running. And what decisions are prohibiting me from getting better? You know, why is A, B, and C? And list them, and then say, hey, what do you need to do to proceed to the right? And that's one thing that we all have to do. And the same thing with heart rate training. You know, if you know that you want to really, really improve, then you have to be patient. You know, whatever the numbers say, guys, you know, that's what they're saying. You know, they're not lying to you. You know, like, if I go out and right now, maybe I do a tempo run or maybe a K repeats, and I look at my heart rate, and let's say if in the past when I've been in really good shape, I've done my repeats at, you know, 3 minute pace, 305, maybe I'll go out there right now and put my heart rate on and do the repeats, and maybe I find out that I'm going at 310 or 315, and you know, I don't have the heart rate right now to not know that, but I hope I get it soon. And And then I'll go out there and I say, okay, well, this is where I'm at. I'm slower than I was a year ago, you know? And then I say, well, of course I'm slower. I haven't done the, you know, I haven't done the correct training. I haven't done enough miles. I haven't done as little stuff. I haven't done as much core. I haven't done, you know, there's a lot of things. And then you got to put that on the paper right in front of you. And then you got to say, well, this is where I'm at. And in order for me to move forward, this is what I got to do, you know. And if you want to be faster at that heart rate, then, well, you got to run a lot of miles below, at, and over. And you got to improve. You got to push things to the right. That means you got to stress the body, let the body recover. You got to stress it again and keep repeating that process until it's not stressful anymore, until your body adapts. When your body adapts to things, it becomes strong. And when you become strong, you're able to tolerate more training, and you're able to run faster with the same heart rate, lower effort, but faster pace. And that's what eventually heart rate training is all about. You know, when I tell you that, hey, I want you to run 1 hour at easy pace, and you find yourself, you know, not enjoying it because you're too slow, and then you say, hey, let me just go faster and still gonna feel easy. But then in reality, we have the numbers, and the numbers are, they're not really easy, right? So you increase that pace and you start doing faster, but then you realize that you're not really in that zone anymore. And you convinced yourself that you still ran easy. So you've now violated the principle one of heart rate training. You didn't stick to the numbers. You do that again. Next thing you know, you deviate too much from the plan. The plan was to spend this and this amount of time on this heart rate, maybe during the base training, maybe during the early stages of the program. But you now stare away from that, and you're not able to achieve your best result. And that's an issue, guys. You know, like, sticking to the plan, sticking to the heart rates, and enjoying training. You know, like, if you know that you're gonna get better week to week by following a certain heart rate, and you know that, you know, that's what you and your coach has agreed, and you are working together to find the best version of yourself, then give time for it, for the improvement to happen. Personally, you know, like, I always tell people and say, look, you know, the people that put in the work, I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy. And I say, hey, you know, it's sometimes people say, thank you, coach. You know, you helped me out so much. And I said, hey, no, thank you for letting me coach you. But you're the one that did all the work. You know, you're the one that's doing everything. I'm just guiding. I'm just telling you what you need to do based on my previous, you know, 10, 15 years of experience. And I'm just telling you what you need to do in order to reach success, you know. And I would say 90% of the time, people, you know, the athletes that I coach, or 95, that I would say that most of the time people listen and they see success. And then, of course, there's sometimes people that don't listen and still violate the rule. So I just want you guys, you know, to not violate those rules, you know, like, stick to the plan. Believe that if you're going to put in the work, if you take time, it's going to take time. Look, nothing's going to change over day. I wish I could tell you that, hey, I'm going to go to you. I'm going to take your heart rate. I'm going to say, hey, we're going to push everything to, you know, improve in 1 month. You're going to be running like a professional runner. But that's as far from the truth. You cannot. Even when I was coaching my wife, who I consider a talented, genetically gifted athlete, so I was telling her, you know, like, even for her, with all the talent that she had, it still took many years to even get to that 229 marathon that she is right now. And even that, it has taken a long time, right? So it's not like she became good over a month or over a year. It was just a constant year after year after year that we are working together, helping, improving, making sure that we can get her to the level that we that she needs to get. And you know, she still has many years to go to be able to reach to the top. And then once you reach the top, you have to stay at the top. And that's one of the things I always tell people. I said, hey, you know, the heart rate training is the start of your program. It's the start of your, you know, finding yourself in this world and running and stabilizing. And then, you know, once you figure things out, once you're able to actually train and do good workouts, that's where we take more of your fitness up to the next level. And so, yeah, I think you guys need to understand that, you know, don't make a mistake of pushing too much or deviating outside of the plan that you have, or, you know, or running too fast of the heart rates because just it feels good. Do the right thing, and I think you're gonna really improve. You know, it take time, but like I remember, I'll give you a couple of times where I've tried to, and this was many years ago, where I was not in shape, and I was like, you know, I wanted to get myself into some sort of shape, so I kept pushing, and I pushed my body as much. I try to force it. You ever just try to force it in training, and it doesn't work like that. You know, like in endurance training, it really requires balance. It requires a lot of easy running at the correct intensity of 70 to 77%. And then it requires quite a bit of some faster running to push the heart out of those zones. And I think what training is really about, guys, is finding that sweet balance. Where is that balance for you? What makes you feel good in training? What motivates you? And that's where the really big success comes from, to find out the sweet spot for you personally, because all of us have a sweet spot. You know, that's why I always look at my personal training from previous years. I look at Jane's training, and I always try to find, like, well, how is this athlete feeling? How are they feeling? Are they feeling good in training? Are they tired? Are they enjoying it? Do they look exhausted? Do they, you know, like, these are the things I always look for runners, you know. And when I ask you as a coach, I'm always wondering, you know, hey, how did that feel? Do you feel good? Like, can you provide me a week summary? It's just so that I know that we're on the right track. Obviously, if I feel like you start entering the burning area, meaning tired all the time, then we pull it back a little bit, let the body refresh, and then we get it again. So, anyway, guys, this episode was just a small episode on, like, you know, on the biggest mistakes that you can make with heart rate training. And like I told you, number one is not following your zones and getting out of your zones. And so, or having your zones wrong, you know, like, your easy day should really be easy. And look, when I go out and run, and I'm going to say, because I'm at sea level now, so it's different, but honestly, a true easy day for me could be 7 to 8 minutes per mile, right? And if you, even though I might not be in a personal best shape right now for a half marathon, let's say when I'm at my best shape, I run 5:06 pace per 13 miles. And let's say right now I'm not at my best shape, and let's just say I run like 5:20. So I'm still going about 1:40, you know, or 2:40 slower per mile on my easy days. So at least 2 minutes, right, should be like that thing, like shoot for, and I'm talking about just the recovery days, not something the easy day between, you know, where you go into a little bit of steady run. I'm just talking about regular easy days, and on those easy days my heart rate is definitely around 60 to 65%, and I'm fine with it. You know, I'm recovering my heart, recovering my body, recovering everything. I would not be able to get out there and that's what sometimes comes down to, like, a lot of people are, you're running actually moderate every single day, you know, that you're doing a workout on Tuesday, then you think you're going easy on Wednesday, but you're actually going moderate. And you end up either always training moderate or always going hard, or even doing race extra hard efforts. And you never really run slow. And that's because, like, a lot of times even people find out that in order to run 130, 140, they have to walk. And I always say, well, if you find out your weakness and that's the one weakness, then that's a great thing, because now we know that your heart is not fully developed yet. It's a muscle, and it's going to require time to develop that, you know, like it's going to require some time, but after you do it, you're going to see some great progress. You're going to see like great improvement. And but you got to stick to the plan. You got to stick with it, guys. And if you stick with it, I promise you, you're going to see great results. The longer you stick with it, the bigger the results will be. And look, running is supposed to be fun, you know, like, but a lot of times, you know, you have to ask yourself, what is it you're trying to do in this sport? Are you trying to enjoy running? Are you trying to hit a specific performance? Are you trying to be the best version of yourself? And whatever that is with running, you need to have a plan, and you need to stick to the plan, guys. And once you stick to the plan and heart rate numbers and everything, that's when you're going to see your best version of yourself, best version, you know, seeing what you're capable of doing. And that's what I want all my clients to do. I want people to achieve their best. I want people to learn as much as they possibly can with heart rate training, how it works, and you know how that by sticking in certain zones for a long time, you're going to see an improvement. And that's my job as a coach. And I love seeing when people improve, and I love seeing people that work hard and that are dedicated to not giving up. So don't give up. It takes time, guys. You know, it's not a miracle. It doesn't occur in 1 second. It takes time, but the method works. And and it's been proven that it works on a lot of people that I coach, myself, my wife, everybody. And it's really a great tool. So thank you so much. And remember, when in doubt, remember that the great things take a long time. And heart rate training is definitely a long-term approach. That's what I always want you guys to think, that just because you have to slow down initially when you start training with heart rate, doesn't mean it's forever. It is only for some time until you see the big improvement, until you get past the initial stage where, you know, where you have to develop the heart. And that's the hardest. I would say that 30% of the people or 40% of the people, maybe I would, statistically speaking, I would say that maybe 20%, I don't really know, but most people give up in the first 3 months. It's because they don't see like progress that they want to see or that they expected. And why it's sad that sometimes people like stop is because they've done all the hard work, and now, you know, and now we would have started seeing like that improvement. And unfortunately, people just say, hey, you know, they walk away from the heart rate method or whatever, and they go back to their old habits and whatnot. So just stick with it and know that, you know, like you're going to have ups and downs, but if you stick with for something for a year, you're going to be a totally different person. And that is, you know, that is a for sure thing. And make a contract with yourself. Know that there is no negotiations. You know, once you start something, finish something. Don't just start something and then quit half of the way. I don't think it would work for you. It wouldn't work for me. Like, I can't, you know, I'm a type of person, if I started doing something, I would not want to quit middle of the way. The times I've ever quit, like in, especially in a race, I've ever quit, I felt so bad. I really never want to quit in a race. And, you know, quitting is just, for me, it's just the worst feeling ever. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this little episode about, you know, just heart rate training and what the biggest mistake that we make as runners is not running in our zones and pushing the pace too much when we are not ready for it yet. Okay, so remember, don't push the pace early on if you're just starting heart rate training. Enjoy the process and see where it takes you. Have a great day.